From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Chile is a nation shaken and shaking today as rescuers search for survivors and victims from the massive earthquake, even as a succession of aftershocks has been rumbling across the nation. The death toll now stands at just over 700 and is expected to rise. More than 2 million people have been displaced from their homes. The BBC's Daniel Schweimler reports authorities are dealing with anxiety and unrest in the hard-hit city of Concepcion.
The Chilean authorities are still battling to reach some of the areas worst affected by Saturday's earthquake. Many roads are impassable, communication is down in many regions, and the emergency services are trying to rescue people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings. Police in the central city of Concepcion, the closest to the epicenter, used tear gas and water cannon as looters ransacked supermarkets and chemists. The city mayor, Jacqueline Van Rijsselberg, said the situation was getting out of control and that she might need military help.
The BBC's Daniel Schweimler reporting. The State Department is urging Americans to avoid tourist trips and other non-essential travel to Chile. American citizens who are currently in that country are being asked to contact family and friends in the United States. The Winter Olympics have come down to a thrilling finish in Vancouver, with Canada defeating the United States 3-2 in overtime to win the gold medal in men's hockey. The closing ceremonies are slated tonight. NPR's Martin Costi reports Canadians are feeling good about how the Winter Games have gone.
These Winter Games started out with a death, the training accident that killed a Georgian luger on Whistler's high-speed sliding track, and soppy weather caused multiple delays for marquee ski races. But by the end of the 17-day games, athletes were complimenting the organizers on their ability to adapt to adversity. Add to that a late surge by Canadian athletes, who've taken the lead in the number of gold medals, and Vancouverites such as Linda Birdie are celebrating what they see as one of the most successful Olympics ever.
It exceeded our expectations, but we're Canadian. We're always having our expectations exceeded.
Martin Costi, NPR News, Vancouver.
The White House is calling for an up or down vote on health care legislation, signaling President Obama's intention to move the matter forward under Senate rules that would sidestep GOP stalling tactics. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's expecting that.
I think they will pursue the parliamentary device called reconciliation, which in effect, as Senator Byrd, who wrote the budget law, he said it would be an outrage that must be resisted.
McConnell was on CNN's State of the Union. He says he expects no Republican senators to vote for the health care legislation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's confident that once the Senate does act, the House will move forward with what she called a very positive result in final passage of the legislation. This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is blaming the United States and its allies for claims by the UN's nuclear watchdog agency that Iran may be making nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Commission is slated to meet this week to discuss Iran's refusal to halt enrichment of uranium, as demanded by the UN Security Council. Khamenei insists Iran's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. The world's largest automaker, Toyota, plans to address consumer concerns in the world's largest automobile market, China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that Toyota's president will travel there next week following recent testimony before U.S. lawmakers.
A corporate spokesperson said that Akio Toyoda will hold a press conference here on Monday to explain his company's quality problems. While most of Toyota's 8.5 million global recalls were in the U.S., the company announced last month that it would recall more than 75,000 of its RAV4 sport utility vehicles due to defective accelerators. The cars were made at a joint venture plant that Toyota operates with China's first automotive works in the port city of Tianjin. Toyota plans to expand in the China market, where overall vehicle sales increased by 45% last year. Profits from China helped Toyota and other automakers to offset slumping sales in the U.S. and Japanese markets. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
About 200,000 homes and businesses in the Northeast are still without electricity as utility crews work to restore power that was knocked out by a powerful storm late last week. More than a million utility customers throughout the region lost power at the peak of the storm. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.